And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Linda Williams, the Sitka Community Liaison for the 150th anniversary of the Russian transfer. Welcome to Morning Edition, Linda.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're going to start off the interview by saying, Sesquicentennial.
Alaska's sesquicentennial, the 150th anniversary of the transfer of Alaska.
And of course, that happened here in Sitka, which
it
we're
did.
All well aware. So that means that Sitka is sort of taking the reins on organizing a celebration.
Well, yes, it's a commemoration, actually. A commemoration to remember what happened in 1867 when Alaska became a U.S. territory. It is a time for us to remember that it was a very important time in our history and that we need to remember it and pull it forward and always make it part of our lives.
You know, and you and the organizers are very intentional in using commemoration rather than celebration, which you just touched on. It's a period of reflection on this pivotal moment in history, which different cultures experienced very differently.
That's correct. It wasn't always a celebration in everybody's mind. It's a commemoration. It's a time to remember what happened. These are times when maybe the Native community wouldn't think it was a celebration, but it is a time that we need to remember. It's an important part of our history.
Well, so you have the big job of being the liaison, and it seems that really central to what you do is serving as a facilitator for community planning. Can you talk a bit about that?
That's right. Facilitating, promoting, implementing activities that might occur during 2017, building interest in individuals, organizations here in Sitka, but also in Alaska, the United States. We want to build our tourism base during that time period. Why not take advantage of a time when everybody can be part of it? And for the most part, yes, Sitka was the most important part of this commemoration. It took place right here in Sitka on Castle Hill. And so we are going to be looked at by all kinds of different people throughout Alaska, throughout the United States and the world, as the place where it actually took place.
So this is happening. The sesquicentennial is happening in 2017. And you are saying it is not too early to start planning.
Absolutely not too early. This is the time when organizations, individuals can start thinking about what can I do that will boost our economy, that will bring people in. I'm a tour guide during the summer, and I give a lot of tours to people. They're here for a three-hour period of time, and usually that is such a wonderful experience for them. They love Sitka, and I normally hear, I want to come back here. I want to spend more time. So if they have events to come back here for, things that would happen March, April, May, in addition to our summer months, and then past September and October, well, they are going to want to come back here and spend some more time. So if we can think of events, think of things that we could do that will build their interest. They can look on our website and find that, oh, maybe there's going to be Alaska Heritage Week. We have an Alaska Heritage Month going on right now, but we could do something during that time period that they think, oh, I would love to come back and be here for that. But I think that this is a great opportunity for people to think about what they can do as far as restaurants. I have people that think, that ask me, where can I find some borscht? Well, they don't have any borscht here. A perishki, pastries, things like that. And where can I find some native food? We don't have restaurants that serve native food. We have We do have some things that we have, like Indian bread and things like that, that we'd love to provide. But it would be fun to for people to think outside of the box a little bit and take advantage of the time period.
So you are brimming with ideas, and I think that you envision seeing all sectors of the community contributing with special events, including artists, perhaps creating commemorative pieces and things like that. But you're not going to be doing all of that work.
That's right. My job is to make people aware so that they can take advantage of the time. Yes, I would love to see artists do commemorative pieces that can be sold for during that time period. I would love to see maybe the Quilters Guild do a beautiful quilt that would be displayed in our new visitor center that would be based on the 150th commemoration. Lots of things for people to think about. And then I want them to contact me as the facilitator. I want them to contact me, tell me what they have in mind so that I can put it into our website. And we have some content there that we can show the world and all of Alaska what we have planned for that during that time.
Okay, so right now you're sort of a springboard for community ideas.
Right.
And then you're going to funnel them through communication networks so that Sitkins, the state, the nation, the whole world can see what's happening in Sitka for the 150th.
That's right.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about specifics about who funds you and how this is all working.
I'm hired through the Sitka Historical Society that has obtained grants for me to work with them and be the person that can be the promoter, to be the contact person, so that anyone interested in being here, anyone interested in doing something during that time period can contact me and I can help facilitate that.
And you also have the big picture in mind so that you can help individuals, organizations, businesses figure out where they could potentially fit into that.
Exactly, because there will be events planned, and if someone wants to create an event during a certain time period, I can be the person that tells them, well, we have these things going on. We will have those things on our website also that will show all of the different planned events that will occur during the time period, and I want to fill those up. So I'll be able to tell them maybe that week won't be the great one because we have this other thing going on, but maybe the following week will be the best for you.
So your job is ramping up, and it's going to get very busy not too far from now. I'd love to hear from you about why you decided to take this on.
Well, I am from Sitka. This is my home. And I love history. I talk about it during giving tours and things like that. It's a part of me. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy planning. So it was just a great opportunity for me to have a real challenge between now and 2017.
Well, a logo was chosen this summer for the 150th. Can you describe it?
A beautiful logo. It represents our Russian heritage, our native culture, our Russian heritage that shows the Russian flag on one side, our native culture that has a totem pole in the middle, and then on the right-hand side is the American flag. And it just shows the Russian heritage, native culture, and American people coming together as one. Alaska is a silhouette in the background or right underneath, and 150 that is showing that this is the 150th commemoration.
So you're hoping that this logo will inspire people to think about what this 150th means to them and how they might reflect that to the larger world?
Exactly. We've had a lot of interest in our beautiful logo. People that have contacted us that have said we'd like to use that logo in promoting events that are happening in their own communities throughout Alaska.
How did this logo come about?
Well, Steve Dahlquist, he is the executive director for the Alaska Day Committee. He and Norm Campbell, and I think a collaboration, got together with our committee. We have also a steering committee that approved it, that they looked at different things that they could do to represent all people. And this is what they came up with together.
Okay. Well, how can people reach you if they have ideas?
I am at the Sitka Historical Society. I can be reached by email, lindawilliams@sitkahistory.org. You can contact me at the Sitka Historical phone number, which is 747-6455. And I can also be reached on my cell phone, 738-3011.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Linda.
Thank you for having me today.
We've been speaking with Linda Williams, the Sitka Community Liaison for the 150th commemoration of the transfer.